Well, good afternoon, evening, everyone. It's part way through, well, very well late for the afternoon, winter, the early evening now as I record this, and as you probably hear, it could be any time, wherever you are in the globe. It's Paul Hopkins, and with me I have the delightful and delectable...
Clarinda.
See? You know. We're talking today about people that, well, I follow, but probably some of them will be who we follow. I have quite a few, so I'm going to have to get on with it. It's been inspired really by two people that have done it so far, but I'm only blogging the main because I felt that the way, or we felt the way that he was doing it was quite cool. This kind of just bigging up the people that he follows.
He did it in three parts.
And did it in three parts. I'm going to try and do it in one. We have a lot to get through. And then Carmore 73, Nama did it. Yeah. And we got an appropriate song. Yeah. Listen to this. Listen to how good this is. Listen. Anyway, kind of, yeah.
You kind of missed it.
Not missing.
It's called Follow You, Follow Me.
Follow You, Follow Me by, and it's Genesis. Phil yeah. Collins there, of course. I love the bit in the middle where the keyboard goes, sort of thing. It's very cool. But anyway, an appropriate song. We'll keep it in for a second while Claire, what are we going to say something? The way you want to do it?
It was one of those, wasn't
Yeah, if you don't get mentioned,
yeah,
then you think, what about me? It's a bit weird, isn't it?
I was kind of, because I know...
Because then you looked to see if... Yeah.
And I did. I looked at Booze to see if they got mentioned. And Armani Blog went through all of his, everyone that he followed, and even the people that didn't necessarily have much to say, he would say, well, I follow them. And if you don't have anything to say about them, then you might not be able to, because they don't... You have just gone through, and mine has gone... Who's he and who are they? And
yeah.
And I've never, you know, and there are people I follow that have no posts to their name.
There's my keyboard thing.
Oh, cool. And I, it's a real, I fear that it runs the risk of being a little bit like a popularity contest.
So what we, so yeah, I agree. So
on the basis that if you don't get mentioned, and yeah, I'm guilty of having gone through the various, people who have booed about this, and there are more than one, and flicking to kind of go, where am I in there?
Yeah.
And there were some that I wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh, okay. I thought that I kind of had made my mark there, and obviously I haven't. Which it's a weird one because I've never been overly bothered by what people think of me in that regard. But when it's people that you identify with,
yeah,
you look at them and you think, hang on a bit, you know.
I thought I would figure
in a mention of multiple people that get mentioned, and I didn't. I wonder why that is.
yeah,
it's not a criticism,
but it's what happened.
But it's
yeah. No, I agree. Same thing happened to me. I'm just going to turn it down a second, and then we're going to flip round into audio boom if I can. But no, I do. I do agree with you, and I thought that, I have to say. So what I'm going to try and do here is sort of bring it back to the way that...
Yeah,
Monoblog
did it.
Yeah, that's going to be quite hard, this. But anyway, a blog from the Caribbean.
He doesn't boo anymore, does he?
Yeah. No, not often. He does really good stereo boos, though, and it's really nice hearing all these parrots and stuff. We had a chat with him once about that,
didn't
we?
Yeah, it even sounds like he's in the Caribbean. I mean, he is. Do you know what I mean? You know when you have that exotic kind of thought process... Yeah, even though he's inside, you can hear the birds.
Absolutely. Known him for a long time. He's been around for a good few years, really, on Audio Boom. He had a channel once as well.
Yeah.
But he elected not to do that anymore, and now just does his blog episode. But come back. This is what I'm saying, I think. This is kind of, you know, we're going to try and come through. Yeah, that's Ricky, yeah.
Who's he?
I don't know who AA Andy E78 is, but I've not heard from you for a long time, otherwise... we will be talking about you in more detail. But yeah, those of you that I don't know, and I'm going to mention, try and mention all the ones I follow, then please do boo some more, because I think this is good. I think what Mind Blog's doing is really good, because it's started this sort of sense of just honouring really people in the community.
And also, it's a discovery.
It is a discovery. Yeah, absolutely. No, well done. Yeah, no, I agree. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ability Gateway. That's a disability related blog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. he could do booing some more. I don't hear him very often. Abnormally Funny People Show, that's a podcast. That's actually sponsored by Barclays.
It is, yeah.
Get to them in a minute. But yeah, that's quite good.
They're all disabled.
Yeah.
They're disabled comedians.
Yeah. And they talk about current affairs and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, well worth a follow. Access?
No idea.
No. Action for Blind People, well, goes without saying.
Either.
Don't boo. See, don't get that. Like, set up a blog. Boo! Unless it's things to talk about. Action for Blind, that's you, guys. Keep booing. Boo some more. Abe D. Wall's grand. I know who she is. That's Janine Graham. She does boo. Janine Graham is in charge of all things disability and community access and whatever related to the Wolves Grand, the Grand Theatre in Wolverhampton in the West Midlands. They have a very, very good reputation of, and they choose what, because they can't, I don't think they can afford to get, say, all of the audio described. So they go for all the performance audio described. So they try to pick on the best ones that they think people will enjoy the most. Mm. She does a very good thing there. I remember her setting that up one night. I went to see, was it Greece? Yeah, it was Greece with a few friends that were VI. They will come to those in a minute as well. And she literally set it up there, and then she goes, "This is a wicked idea. I'm going to set it up now." And she did. So that's a big shout out to them, Wolf Grand, Janine Graham, and so on and so forth. Adamson family.
We love Adamson family. That's our Nick Adamson.
How are you, my friend?
Yeah, we like him.
Yeah. But see, now he doesn't boo enough, really. We'd like to hear a bit more from him.
That's because he's quite like.
He has a family. Adamson family. He's in the clue, he's in the name there. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, Nick. Love Nick. That's cool. So, yeah. And he, let's credit him. He helps us loads with the channel.
He built our website.
Uh-huh. He did. And in days as well. He'd had it set up and really does help us out a lot. We really appreciate you, Nick. So, yeah. And Gemma and family, who aren't necessarily on the booze.
And he wrote a really cool game called Park Boss. Park Boss.
Park Boss. Isn't that it? Yeah, actually, people can check out Park Boss.
Yes, they can. I can't remember how, but... Google it.
It's awesome. It's an audio game, but they've got sound effects. You might recognise some voices in there as well.
Rog, I think, is one of the voices on
it. Is.
Jack Scrimshaw.
Yeah.
I think he's one of them.
Yeah. I am. You are. Are you?
No.
Are you not? I thought you were. I think I am.
Yeah,
I
you're on. You're the voice of the
spin the thing, yoke the duck or whatever. Yeah, I was talking in an accent like that for some reason.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why.
I don't know. Just decided. I thought it was like Blackpool, so I think that's why I did that. So let's go with that then. That's Nick. Adamiasef. Oh yeah, he's a guy. He Adamiasef. How am I spelling that? I need to do characters. I'm gonna say, there you go. Adam. Y-O-S-E-F. Adam Yosef. He does quite a few interesting things. What's happened to that? He does quite a few interesting things with... one of them was homeless people in McDonald's in Birmingham, and he was talking to some of them. One of them was talking about belief and stuff and why people should believe and why society should take notice of poor people. So Adam Yosef, he has some very interesting... booze that he does. Goes to a lot of things like last year I think he went and he recorded, I think it was him, recorded the end of Ramadan, sorry.
Oh, okay.
And so was in the temple, in the mosque. Get my religions right. So Adam Yosef. Adelarks? Not sure.
Okay.
Obviously don't boo very much, but no, boo some more.
Andrew Hodgson.
AD Hodgson. Andrew, hope you're well, my friend. He is...
He does bell ringing, doesn't he?
He does. Very interesting. He kind of leads it as well sometimes. So, like, you know, he'll just... I have no idea about bell terminology, but, you know, he'll say, start in five, and then... And they'll do that for a bit. And they'll go like... one's round with the blue, or whatever it is, and then do 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 do. So all that pattern that you hear on church bells, he does that. He'll go to all kinds of places to do it, and you hear him live in the belfry tower thing. Sorry, Andrew, I'm not being disrespectful. I just don't know all the terminology. But Andrew, I like him. Very thoughtful. I know Andrew reasonably well. Met him a few times, and a lot of time for him. He's good. So yeah, follow him. Adrenaline underscore junkie. I don't know.
No. I recognise the name, but I don't.
Yeah. You probably need to do some more booze.
He doesn't boo much.
Yeah. But that's not bad. Just come and boo.
Yeah.
Alan underscore Humphreys. Is that?
Obviously not.
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry. Albert. That's, he sings, doesn't he?
Does
amongst
he?
Other things. Albert, yeah. A-A-L-B-E-R. Albert. Albert H.
Which would be Albert H, yeah.
Yeah. I do know. He did Love Me Tender, Love Me True for someone's birthday.
Oh.
But he changed the words. I'm sure that was him.
Oh.
And I'm trying to remember whose birthday it was.
Okay.
But he did.
I don't even know who he is, let alone his birthday.
Well, there you go. Go and find out. Albert H. Aileen. McDool.
Oh.
You need to boo more.
Yeah, whoever you are.
It's as simple as that, isn't it? I would have followed for a reason. If I went into these and looked at we haven't got time, but I have followed you all for a reason because I would have found your bio interesting. So please do boo. Oh?
Alex J. Hudson.
No, you need to boo more. Alex Naves. He is como estás, buenos dias, and all that. Or the other way around, buenos dias, como estás. Yeah. I know him from a youth exchange that I did a few years ago, and he's lived in Poland for a long time. He should definitely boo more. He's a fantastic singer. I remember he sings, he's like rock singing, he does jazz more recently, but very, very good singer, very good guitar player as well.
Mm.
Did a version of Layla, you got me on my new Lula with him. He's a very good guitarist.
All one word.
In.
Out.
Oh, yeah, but he's in because
he's in.
He's in. Yeah, he's cool.
We like
what do you want to say?
He's on Periscope as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With he took us all around looking at Stonehenge, didn't he, the other week? Was that?
Well, not personally, but on Periscope.
No, on Periscope,
did,
I mean. Yeah. Yeah. So he's cool, and he has his family there as well. I hope they're all well and things like that. Yeah, but he's good. Oh?
Anguima? No idea.
Don't know. Boomer. Army Post? I was thinking great things of that. I think this is some kind of army post. Is that someone was going to do like stuff from Afghanistan and stuff maybe, but never has really. So Audio Go. That's Audio Go, I believe. I think there's something to do with BBC and Lonely Planet and stuff, but they don't do much either. I'm pretty sure I've got my Living Planet audio stuff is by Audio Go. Oh, shall I lie down? Thank you. Audio Mirror, that I believe is Hope Hovenmeyer. She did podcasts years ago, back in 2004. Never hear from you, Hope, and that's a shame because I think you definitely have stuff to say, and so does the parrot. Barclays Access, you should boo more. You have a channel and you have an Audio Boo account, and you should boo more. Tell everyone what you're doing and what you're wanting to do and all that malarkey, because that would be good. Barclays Access again, same thing. Barry Boo 968. He does boo sometimes, but on channels, generally speaking, I think he's on a few of the VR related channels. BBC Breakfast TV. When have you ever booed?
Well,
that's
TV.
Steph McGovern, isn't it?
Oh,
isn't
we met her.
Yeah, we met Steph McGovern. See, but yeah, BBC Breakfast. See, I would say to people, follow them, but you don't boo. So you need to boo. BBC Ouch Disability. Yeah, well worth following. Very, some not really, kind of quirky in a kind of BBC way. They do sort of push the boundaries a little bit, but not uncomfortably. They used to have a thing called vegetable as a quiz. You had to guess what people's disability was. But the bloke who did the jingle had maybe cerebral palsy or something, so he had a marked speech impediment, and so he was doing vegetable and he would do the jingle, and then you would have to guess. The person would phone in and say, right, so you'd have to, they would have to ask questions, and you have to try and guess what the disability was. So, yeah, quite funny, really, sometimes. But they tackle some very serious stuff. They talk about things like the undateables and all kinds of things. And they also have an ouch take, which is very clever. Very clever play on words.
You realise you're going to have to do this in multiple parts.
No, we're going for it. Boots to Radio 4 today. Yep, that's good. Listen to them. Yeah, Eddie Humphries and all that. Boots to London 949. Yep, listen to those. Good stuff. Good local stuff, but with the national sort of bent sometimes. Bent, whatever. BBC WM, yeah, but, that's go and listen to those if you want to as well. They do some good stuff. Bevers 1972, yeah, you could do Boone a bit more. He has Guide Dog and works and does different things up north somewhere. Actually, no, I don't know. I think he's half the time he's southwest, isn't he? Is he living? Yeah, okay. Follow him. Yeah, he's all right. And nice, quiet, thoughtful person there. But yeah, good. He might not be that quiet. He just, that's how come across the audio, but definitely follow. Black 73,
yeah,
Cat.
73 Cat.
Are we a man?
We like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah. Are we moving on? You got anything
he
else to say
my,
about?
My Night Before Christmas poem, really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was very good. Mm. Yes, he did. He liked it, though, because it
did.
Was good. It is good.
It
very well written.
His views.
Yeah, Black 73 Cat. Oh, hello.
Oh, it's my periscope.
Probably find that one of them is periscoping. Head. Blackpool Baby 29, yeah. Last time I heard from her, she was in a pub having... I don't know what she was doing. Was she having an operation or something? Anyway, hope you're well.
In a pub having an operation?
No, before or afterwards or prior to. She's with someone, isn't she? I know who you are. You should boo more, definitely. She's quite nice to hear. I love hearing people in different locations, that's the thing. Bletchley Park, yeah. Does what it says on the tin. Bletchley Park podcast, all about the Enigma thing, isn't it?
No idea, I've never listened.
It's the code breaking stuff.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. And we'll come on to the guy who does that in a minute.
Nick
but
Fontaine.
Yeah, Nick Fontaine. Blind Ability Channel, yeah, good. Lots of interesting stuff, and that's run by
Blind Ability. By Blind Ability. I'm
coming to them next. No.
Oh, No.
So.
Oh no, because it's Jeff Thompson. Right?
Jeff Thompson, yeah. So that's run by Jeff. That's cool. Blind Citizens Australia. They have a great voice that starts their podcasts. It's kind of a bit like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. This is Blind Citizens Australia. So okay. Yeah, sounds like yeah, it's cool. Good voice. But yeah, that's interesting. They cover all kinds of topics as you can imagine. Blind Abilities again. Mm-hmm. That is Jeff. He has his own sort of Blind Abilities account as well as the Blind Abilities channel. Blind Birder, yep, he should boo more. What's his name again?
Oh, no, I can't remember.
Can't remember, but he's very funny. He's made us laugh a few times. What did he say about Britain that time? About the?
I can't remember.
No, but when some of these people I don't hear from so often, but there's enough of a thing that they did last to sort of remind me. I have an essence of Blind Birder. Ben, is it?
I think it's Ben. Yeah. Mm.
Blind Drummer, that's Darren Duff, known of you since about 2004. Darren, he's from Georgia and he has a man cave.
He's a little girl called Amy.
And has a girl called Amy.
Oh, and a wife.
And a wife called something. I don't know your wife's name. Okay. But yeah, Darren, he puts up some interesting stuff around his faith as a Christian as well. So that's the kind of leaning you might get from Darren. Very good drummer. He is a good drummer, actually. So yeah, well deserving of the name choosing there. Blind Drummer, but yeah, very good drummer, I've heard him. Blind Square, that is an app that is based on Foursquare. It's so much more than that. It's GPS navigation, really, and helped me out of a few holes a few times. And Elka Pertima does that. He's cool. He's from Finland. And yeah, Blind Square is very good. Very, very good. But, oh, Bogue World, that's Paul Bogue. He talks about business and things quite a lot and quite reflective. He's the one who, I believe, yeah, he did a thing not so long about inclusion and that people need to think about inclusivity rather than accessibility. Because if you think of inclusion, then you think of everybody. So you don't think to yourself, well, I don't need to make this toilet door button a certain colour because, well, blind people can't see anyway. So, you know, but no, what he's what you would have is a something that's inclusive. I won't get into that. It's a big topic, but yeah, he's worth following. Bobby Liu, not sure. Are you?
No.
Nope. You need to boo more, Bobby Liu. Hello, Bobby Liu. Boo sounds?
They do.
I haven't heard from... Boo. Is that...
No idea.
No. Boss Chuck? That's what I'm using now. They should boo more. But then what would they talk about, I suppose? Developments and things and their lives. Because it's interesting, cause you don't have to just talk about business all the time. And that's the danger, I suppose. You set up something that's to do with work, you might not use it as much as you think you would. Boss Jock app, same thing. Boy Jane, yeah, she has a lot of things to say. I do hear her, do follow her, obviously. She's booing, that's good. Brother Sinidas, he follows everyone in the world, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Is that the one who does the music? This Day of Music and that, I'm trying to think. Anyway, I know the name again, Essence of. Who? BT?
Ian, that one's Ian. Oh, your mate. Who runs the Birmingham Talking News?
Oh, yeah, Ian McLaren.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, BT Ian.
BT Ian.
A Birmingham Talking Newspaper.
Yeah.
Ian. Yeah, he's good. He doesn't boo a lot, but he does put stuff up on...
puts a lot of stuff up on that VipAdvisor channel.
VipAdvisor channel, yeah, that we run. Bobby Girl, yeah. I think she's Australian, isn't she?
Dunno. Oh, Bobby Girl.
Yeah, Bobby Girl. I'm sure she is. She does a lot from... I think she's one who does a lot from her church.
It's interesting because I don't follow a lot of these people and yet I recognise
them. Do you know, it's Essences Of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boo. Buddha Magnet? No.
No.
Who? No, I don't know that one. Kashondo?
No. Kashondo is Sean Randall.
Oh,
and he boos. I don't think he boos much, but he does... He's VI and he works, I think, at Worcester College.
Yeah, he does. He's the IT person for them. Yeah, he writes some good blogs as well. Shut up, Jaspers.
And I've known him from years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's
when
cool.
When he was almost my Nathan's age, actually.
Oh, really?
From the early days of chat channels, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's Rob. He definitely needs to boo more.
Yeah, I think he just set up the account and doesn't.
Yeah, Rob's started off as a professional contact for me, but we both know Rob very well now. He's a good bloke. He should definitely boo. He would have some good things to boo about, I reckon, some of the work that he does and stuff. It's very interesting. Calmwater73, yeah. All sorts of stuff. I enjoy commentary, particularly around Israel and things like that. That's where Calmwater73 lives. With Jeff Shang, we'll come on to him in a bit. Actually, she was part of a thing on In Touch, which is a BBC Current Affairs programme about based around blind people and all things visual impairment. And she was talking with a person who was another... So she living in Israel and this other lady living in Gaza. And it was a very, very... good interview, and I think it's been up for an award, rightly so. I don't know if you'll ever find that. If you go bbc.co.uk/in touch, you might find it there. But yeah, that was very cool. But yeah, enjoy your comment and things. Cammy767, no. Carla Swift, no. Do you?
Nope.
Care Bear 1, Essence Of, but I'm not sure. Probably need to boo some more. Carla George?
Nope.
Change Agents Radio. That's Paul Amani blog.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I believe so. Yeah, don't hear very much from it, but
no,
yeah.
He boos on his own account.
So. He does. We'll come to him in a bit. Cherokee_Princess. Yes, I know of you. She's living in America, I believe, and things like that. So she does boo from time to time. Cheyenne's Mom. Yeah. I hear you from time to time. Citizen Memory, that's very good. How do you spell that? CITIES.
And
Memory. Oh? Oh, Memory. Cities and Memory. Very much worth a listen. They record soundscapes, so they've done like everything from Birmingham New Street to George Street or whatever in Bath to all kinds of places all over the world. And then they record those soundscapes, but then they do, so you get the raw audio they record. But then they do reimagined, so they'll do like a music mix of that thing. It's very, very cool. Very, very cool. Care Black One, yeah. She's up in Sheffield and with Dominic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And she's that's cool. Claire from Cork. You don't boo very much, I wouldn't think. Claire Randall, she's right next to me and I love her with all my heart, soul, being and everything. And you should, if you don't follow Claire, you should. And Claire should boo more. She's also a fantastic life coach. So, you know, she charges for that because that's her profession. But if you ever need anything regarding that, have a chat with her and she'll help you out. But yeah, very, very cool and brilliant public speaker and all kinds of wonderful things. And a musician, fantastic musician.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, you are a brilliant musician. She's got her head down.
I haven't, the sun's in my
head. Hold your... Oh, should we move?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I'm burning. Let's get through. Cliphead News. That's definitely worth following. That's C-L-I-P... Cliphead, C-L-I-P-P-E-T.
News.
I think it's a lot of young journalists do short audio on news, current affairs, all sorts. Very, very, very much worth to follow. Coach Confidence. Yeah, again.
That's my other account.
So that's Claire. Coach Confidence. So she will coach you to confidence. As I said, she does it professionally and rightly so, but she's very reasonable and you should definitely follow her and all that she does. Love you, Claire.
Aww.
Compline. Oh, Campline. That's C-A-O-M-P-L-I-N-E.
Compline.
Compline is a thing that they do at night. It's like the monks do it. It's a nighttime thing before everyone goes to sleep and stuff. And it's choirs and prayers and bell ringing and stuff. And it's very, very, very peaceful. And I love it. I do. They do boo enough that I know what it's about. But I found it fascinating. Cooperess, haven't heard from Paul in for ages. She should be more too. Cribbage Icon, yeah.
He's been away, hasn't he?
He's been away, but he's back now. Is he Rick? Yeah. Cyber Viking, no. Damien Morrow.
Are you looking at the time on that?
No, we're going to go now.
Danny MCC, she is Danielle.
Yeah.
And
Connie,
she doesn't boo. Sorry,
I need to get
boo
in your
an
way.
Awful lot, but she's but she does boo sometimes with her and Erin, who is her little girl.
Yeah,
and so on.
Dave Cunningham, Irish.
I haven't heard him for a while.
Yeah, from Belfast or somewhere around those parts. Really nice here from. I think a guide dog recently, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, fairly recently. I'm sure he did. David Hopkins, my brother.
He doesn't boo.
He said it at once. Because he heard us discussing things and then he was going to use it and didn't. David, you should boo more, but he's never going to hear this. What's the point? I'll tell him when I have a bolty with him next week. Who?
Daydreamer.
27?
Don't know.
No?
No idea.
Daylight Gambler.
Daylight
Gambler.
Phil Sorrell.
Yeah.
We like him.
Good man.
He's cool.
Yeah.
He doesn't boo enough either.
He didn't boo enough either.
He used to, but he doesn't boo as much.
Yeah.
But he's cool. He does... He does hiking stuff. He does it with
Dean Reed
and Backstreet Rescue Cat
and Turbo Stream. We'll come on to Turbo Stream in a minute.
I don't know one word I was only doing with it.
I think he has, but I'm not sure.
And Pilgrim Chris.
Pilgrim Chris.
They all do.
Desworth? Don't know who Desworth is. You need to boo more.
Dean Reed.
You do.
He doesn't boo much.
No, he's on YouTube quite a lot. I've seen some of his videos on YouTube, but yeah, he should boo more. Decalable Group. Mm-hmm. DJ Fan 1? Yeah? Is that Amy?
Don't know.
DJ Fan, yeah.
I recognise the name.
Yeah, yeah, she does boo sometimes. I think she was singing the other day with her friends. That was very good.
Oh, is that her?
Dial Dave. That's why I ever followed that, I don't know. David Cameron, I think.
You didn't follow
Dial him, Dave.
I hope you're not voting for him next week.
I am not voting for him. Listen, he's going to do loads of cutbacks of disability.
I'm going to do some political boo.
£12 billion worth of cuts is coming the way of the people with disabilities and the elderly. And the infirmed, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Well, that's the name.
I'm going to read that blog post later.
Yeah.
That I published yesterday. I didn't publish it, but that I encountered.
I would not vote for Conservatives if they were last man on earth and I had to. No. They are the reason that we shouldn't have democracy, really.
Yeah, I should be leader.
They should just
vote for me instead.
Yeah. Claire for president.
Claire for president.
Mm. Who?
Diego Licenciago.
Diego Licenciago. Yeah, no, he does boo, I think. Of an essence of, yeah. I remember him.
Diego, actually.
Yeah, I think so. Digital Derek. He should boo more.
The pronunciation of that voiceover.
Digital Derek. We're trying to use voiceover and it's trying to tell us in an American accent who some of these people are. He's from Ireland, isn't he?
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah, he should boo more. He plays the penny whistle and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
this certain dot.
Who's
Karen,
that?
Her name is. She doesn't tend to boo, but I've had a couple of messages from her in the past.
Okay. Cool. She used to boo more.
Yeah. Ditsy Blonde.
Ditsy Blonde. She doesn't boo at all. She should. She's got drama qualification things. And
that well, she was another one of those that joined Audio Boo and never
and then
missed it.
Skanked off. Well, I haven't used that word for ages. That's that just awful. Came into my head. She did skank off. She isn't booed for ages.
Well,
she'd boo more. Yeah. DJ Score Frabs. Yeah. He doesn't boo. He was on Mint FM and
now
other.
In Treehouse, I think.
Is he? Yeah. He should boo more. It's with Linda. Duh. No.
Oh, Jake Hortizer is they are who developed the Cube.
Oh, I don't know what. Well, they should develop.
I don't
know
why you followed them, but
no, nor me. Maybe
you're a bit kind of follow happy,
trigger happy with the thing.
You have over 300 people.
I do. We're gonna move on.
94.
Doctor what? Mike Reed. No. Documentally.
What's his name? Christian Payne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does. He's around Wales and all sorts last week, wasn't he?
He was in America, didn't he?
He goes everywhere.
Thing where he was talking to these people about this homeless bloke.
Yeah, no, just some really interesting interviews. Yeah. Kat is on me.
Is she?
Dog down there. What's that? What's that? Dog? Dog?
Fan.
Fan 8972.
Yeah.
Good. I'm not sure who you are. I follow you
I
for some
remember
reason.
The
yeah,
name.
Essence of. Mm. Downing Street History, that would be good if they did anything. That would be really cool, but I don't hear too much from them. Downing Street Latest, same thing. I might be getting stuff in my feed, I'm not sure. Drama of the Week, yeah, that's good. That's Radio 4. Dreamy _ Lyrics, that's Johanna from Finland. She doesn't boo enough, and she should. I hope
she booed the other day, actually.
Oh, okay.
On the 1st of May.
Oh, cool. Mm. Well, I'll listen out for her again then. She might be back. That would be good. We've met her, haven't we, though?
Yeah.
Dreamy Marmot. Is that the one from? She's from Germany, isn't she?
I don't know.
She has a guide dog.
Cool.
Called something. I remember she had a lot of trouble getting it, and then she has, and that's cool, and she's doing very well, I believe.
Oh.
Drummer Daniels, not sure. Docktail, no. Dave Williams, UK. Yeah, he should boo more. He does do boos sometimes. He did some really nice.
He works for a dolphin, doesn't he?
He did some really nice things with a cruise.
He has a boy called Arlo.
Mm. Don't know that. Ed Numb, he should boo more. He's incredibly funny. Doesn't boo enough. Idol, he's new to the scene and does boo quite a bit, BJ, with Fidun. And, they're doing a thing with the Archers at the moment. Archers sort of outtakes podcasting. I hope they keep that up because that would be quite cool. For those closet Archers fans, I think there are a lot of them. There are loads.
You lot all just have to imagine that there are lots of Archers fans on the basis it justifies your.
Oh, I'm here on Audio Boom. I like it a lot.
Said Joe Grundy.
Just have this pint. Oh, no. What's happened, Ruth? Oh, nothing. I've just. Woken up. Anyway, that's them. That's the Archers, sorry. Idol.
Emma Tracy.
Doesn't boo.
She follows me, though.
Yeah. She's cool. I don't know her very well, but she should boo more. Don't know that. Amanda. He doesn't boo anymore. I think he's gone or turned off his thing for now. Everything Sounds, they're good. Did some good stuff. I don't think they've done anything for a long time, but they are quite good. Trouble is, they should record in stereo, and they were starting putting stuff out in mono. And I thought, what's the point in that? If you're recording, everything sounds. Everything Sounds again. Falling Tree, that's some audio book thing that I've never really booed. Fashionability, yeah, they're there, and they do stuff on all things fashion from a VR perspective.
Just from a disabled
Fashion Oyster, similar thing. She's
Emily Davison.
Shout out to her. And an accompanying whistle from the Parrot. For good measure. Yep, she's doing well with all her things, blogs, YouTube, all kinds of stuff. Don't know who that is. Felix.
Oh, yes, I see him boo on our channel quite a lot.
Yeah.
He does some community radio stuff.
He does. Fizzonza?
No idea.
No. Farmer Rich. Yeah, he's cool. In upstate New York, where he lives and resides, with his coffee. See, that's branding, isn't it? I'm going to stop this in a minute.
That
and do
hint where you kind of
yeah, you should be. Maybe we'll stop at G then.
Who?
Floyd UK?
That sounds rude.
Floyd Duck.
It is. Yeah, Floyd UK.
Who's that?
No idea.
Floyd UK.
Yeah, obviously.
Folded Wing, again, story stuff, doesn't do anything, should do, shame on you. Fugalore, yep, she's some South Africa, I think, isn't she?
She's from South Africa. Emma Goodwin, I think she's called.
Yeah. Yep, she does stuff sometimes. I haven't done it for a little while, though, so get booing. Freak Froof. You, Mr. Woof, you need to boo more. My goodness. You want, oh yeah, Rekev, let's hashtag Rekev, let's record all the things we do. Well, where are you then?
He's got a kitten. He's on Periscope, that's why
he's got every reason to boo. Meh.
They've got a kitten.
They've got a kitten. Yay. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go from you. Only I've got to depart from you, Mr. Wolf, because Claire's going to go on about kittens. And I don't want her to. No, she can have a kitten if she wants. We've still got a 17-year-old kitten already still.
We do.
And no, I'm not averse to having a kitten. Don't tell Claire. Right, Freak Wolf, good man. Yay, he has a lovely boy and a girl and... a wifey
and
a kitten. Does he?
He do, and they thought it was a little girl kitten, and then when they took it to the vet, they discovered it was actually a little boy kitten.
It was a man.
Yeah.
It was a man. Right, good man.
Kirsten has been doing some posts about on Periscope of the kitten.
And if you need, I've got to say this, if you need stuff for your podcasts and your voiceovers, then Freaky Foof Shorts, AndreLouis.com. Google all that and you will find the ability to buy those. And he's done a couple of albums as well on iTunes. It's quite out there, really, in lots of ways. Good. Friends of the Earth, where are you? Oh, you're not very friends of the Earth, are you? It's like, never hear from you.
Well,
you
could because they're on power outages and things.
They could have, they probably, yeah, they won't recharge their battery for their mobile phone. All they could do was sign up.
Yeah.
FT News. Yeah, you're good. Financial Times News, yeah, interesting stuff. You booing. Jeff says, don't know who. Georgia Collins, yes. Georgia's a brilliant singer. She's with Matt, isn't she? She's
yes, right.
Matt Brown is her partner, and we'll get to Matt, hopefully. I'm going to have to stop this in a bit and then come back. I've got way more than the new. Who? Gleam?
No idea.
Gleam. I know that name. What do you do? You do something. You do, definitely. I've heard... I know I've engaged with listening to Gleam, but I can't... It's Essence of, again, not booing enough for me to kind of remember. Goldball Mouse? No. Need to boo more.
No.
Goldworm? Graham J. Freer? He's out of Southampton, and he does interviews. He has a very, very, very nice voice. And I'm talking to... whoever it is at the local Southampton Women's Club, and they've raised £4.5 million in the last 5 years for whatever, and he does some really good audio. He does. Ji Shang, that's Jeff, mentioned earlier in the context of Nama Commonwealth 73. Jeff's from Australia, living in Israel with Nama at the moment, and we met them last year, and that was very cool. Jeff has some good insights into all things politics and just stuff in general. Helped me out a lot, really, more than you knew with LinkedIn. He did a lot of with us with LinkedIn. Well, he put some stuff up, didn't he? And we utilised that. Guardian Books podcast, don't hear from you anymore, get booing. Guardian Music Weekly, same thing. Guardian Science Weekly, same thing. Guardian Tech Weekly, same thing. Guide Dog. who is that?
No idea.
So, no. Gummy Bear 64, haven't known for you for a long time. Gwen Clean, yeah, we can stop at Gwen Clean for a bit. Musician, commentress, she comments a lot on booze, which is lovely. Really, well, encouraged me at least halfway through October. I didn't end up finishing it. Yeah, she's good. A good all-round egg. She's very Anglophile. She lives in Canada, but I think she might as well be a Brit, really.
She's got a cat.
I don't know if she has a cat. But she could be an adopted Brit.
I'm sure she had a cat, because I'm sure she did a boo where she was talking to her cat.
Yeah. We like her. Hans Lass, not sure. Happy Kaz, yeah. You boo sometimes. And it's good to hear from you when you do.
I spent New Year with Happy Kaz about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sober all the way.
You were sober all the way. We met Happy Kaz last year. That was cool. I haven't met her before, but last year,
she
last summer.
She came up as well when Norma and Jeffrey.
She did. And I didn't see her then, but you all no, got you together, didn't you? Yeah. I had to go back to work.
Shame that.
Harper Audio London. Yep, good when you do stuff. Audio books, always love that. So I always encourage anyone that's doing audio books to boo and tell us all about them and play us extracts and all the rest of it. Heartmaster 100. That's
Dan.
Dan, yeah, he's good.
He gives good advice. He saved my computer from loads of space.
Yeah, remember that? That was a little bit ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have I got booze for you? Long gone.
Yet.
Here, here. And that. That, long gone. Heard you 316, yeah, nice girl.
She lives in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I think so. She brought some interesting topics up.
Does she know
up
on, Ricky then?
She may do. I don't know. She may do. It's one of those, isn't it? I mean, you think it's a small place, but
it is one of those, and I'm guilty of doing the thing because people go, oh, you lived in South Africa. Oh, do you know?
Yeah. No, people. Yeah. When I went to America on my exchange, he's like, oh, so you're from Birmingham. How far is that from London?
Oh, I know.
And you say about 150 miles, 120 miles. Oh, really? Do you know George the whatever? And you go, no. Oh, he's a distant relative. I think he lives in... But yeah, it's understandable.
It
people do
lives
do
in
it.
Devon.
Yeah, but then you say, well, there's 60 million people in Britain. So, but it is. It's one of those. We all do it from time to time, don't we?
I thought you were stopping it.
I am. So we're on 8, Churches 316. I might as well do it. I won't take long, will it? I don't know that one. Ian Caff, we know him. Mm-hmm. He's Australian. Is he out of Brisbane?
Is he Brisbane?
I think so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's cool. Like him, like his booze and stuff. And I like hearing Australian because there's lots of unusual sounds and stuff. Ian Ross, that's another one from Northern Ireland, isn't it? I know him. Eyeblind Tech. Yeah. Oh, cool. Got lots of good advice. Lots of.
He bought an Apple Watch.
Really?
Yeah, he did a big thing on blind.
Has he given it back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Garth. Nice, just a nice timbre. Is that the word? Timbre to your voice. Timbre. Timbre's the sound, isn't it? Timbrel. Yeah. I like listening.
Australian.
That's good though.
Yeah.
Australians seem to weigh quite heavy.
I emigrated to Australia once.
Did you?
Mm.
Well, I'd love to go to Australia.
Had all the forms and stuff, and
wow.
Wrote to the Australian Blind Council and all that.
And what did they say?
They said, yeah, they would give me an endorsement and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I got pregnant with Nathan.
Ickle Girl, that I think is Natasha Hogson, I think. Never booze anyway, but okay. She's from northeast England somewhere. Can't remember. Yeah. Sunderland or somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Callum.
No, he doesn't boo.
He should. He doesn't boo enough. He's from North as well.
I saw him the other day in Leeds.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Imogen Heap. She doesn't boo then. She's done an album called Sparks.
Marnie Blog mentioned her the other day.
He said she doesn't boo either.
She doesn't boo anymore, yeah.
She should. Imogen, well, you're not going to hear it anyway. What's the point? But yeah, get booing. She does a good album called Sparks and other albums as well. I know quite a bit about her. Speak for Yourself. That's another album she did as well. Imogen Heap again. Info Sound. That's my friend Roland Myers. Doesn't put booze up on here, I don't think,
no,
anymore.
They've been tweeting a lot of their stuff recently.
Yeah, I tend to put his stuff up on the channel because it's all things related to visual impairment. Insight Radio, again, they are a radio station run by the Royal National Institute for the Blind. They do some podcasts from time to time. I'm Mad. Not recognise that.
I do
recognise
yeah. It, and I saw it the other day, and I can't remember that he doesn't boo very often.
I'd be...
Yeah.
Ivory Fee.
Ivor Fee.
Yeah. Jacqueline B. This is one that Paul mentioned, Armani Blog mentioned yesterday. She used to boo quite a bit. She does a lot of sort of goes to a lot of businessy things and sort of business coachy type related type stuff. And she doesn't boo very much anymore, but she does a lot of stuff anyway. I suspect she keeps busy. Jacob Rosen from Finland.
Estonia.
Yeah. My apologies. That would make a difference. He should boo more too. But he does lots of things with music and editing and stuff. James Well Radio Show, no. Jangles, not sure. Jiminji, no. Jasmine 07, yep. She does some boos on the VI related channel sometimes. Jeff Bishop, know the name, can't think what you do. When? Jeff Thompson, yeah. He's, as I mentioned before, blind abilities and all the rest of it. Does some cool stuff as well in his own right. Playing with his grandchildren, I think, the other day when I last heard him, so that's cool. Jess Whisking? No. JN2N, yeah, that's like Yana.
Yana's SM2N's wife.
Yeah, she's good. She has a nice, listen-to-able voice and some nice thoughts and stuff.
And she's growing butterflies.
Grow it? You don't grow a butterfly.
You have to get plant them. You get the little caterpillars.
What do you grow a butterfly?
And then they become butterflies.
Ah, yeah, but they don't live for very long. They live for about 3 days.
But you don't, once they become butterflies, you set them free.
Oh. What is that? Is that good?
Yeah.
For the environment?
Very good for the environment.
Okay, especially if you're growing rare species, that would be good. British have lots of butterflies.
We do.
Hmm. Joanne Sark 6. Yeah, I know of her, and so follow her. We shouldn't boo too often, I don't think. Who?
Yeah.
Janice Barrett, not sure. View Summer Hayes, yeah, follow him. Very worth, that's Julian. Does he do some sort of semi-meditative things and some businessy, coaching-related stuff as well? I'm not sure. Caraphant, that's Cara. Caraphant.
Cara.
Yeah. Cara should
do
more.
Much now, but
yeah,
she
but she's got.
A bit more.
Yeah. Kate Sparkle, is that?
Yeah.
You should do more. Kate Louise, who's that?
She's posted on our channel before, but I can't.
Kate Louise, yeah. Oh yes, yes. Is she? She's not Australian.
No, she's British.
Yeah, I do remember. Kate, you should do more. Catkin 100, you should
boo
more.
You used
to
boo
quite a lot.
Actually, a lot of this is transpired with
boo going a bit.
No, not only that.
Oh.
A lot of the recent boos that I've had from, I've seen from people, some of these people, have been prior to them going to work. So once they get jobs, they kind of move on, if you like.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's kind of a good thing in some ways.
Makes that we don't hear from them because they're booing. They're working. Sorry, and that's good for them.
I remember the last one I saw from Catkin was to do with. It was on our channel. It was to do with accessible Zoom text or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Kia, no. Killmaster 1. Yeah.
Yeah, I know who I can't.
He does boo sometimes. That's not Dan, is it? Mark? No.
No, don't know his
What's
name.
What's his name?
Don't know.
Kelly.
No.
It is Kelly.
Because
it's K-E-L. Kel.
Master 1.
Master 1. It is something like Kelly.
Is it?
Yeah. Kelly 95.
She doesn't boo.
She doesn't boo.
She does comment sometimes
and stuff. And yeah, she'll tell you what she thinks, but that's kind of okay. But that's be good to hear some booing from her because I think she'd have a lot of interesting things to say. Ken W. Downey, yeah, he's good.
He gives good advice
on gaming and all sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good to follow. Kevin Sack 1, no. Kevin Citizable, we know Kev, all right, mate.
You tuned his piano.
I did tune his piano, and he's tuned again, I reckon.
Do you reckon?
I've done it for about a year and a half.
There was something wrong with the sustain pedal.
Oh, you did. We'll have to come and have a look. But yeah, that was cool. We had pasta, wasn't it, at his house?
We did, yeah.
And garlic bread and stuff, made by his dad.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's from Colombia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, both his parents are from Colombia.
Well, yeah, and so Kevin speaks fluent Spanish as well.
Well, I think Kevin speaks fluent Spanish and then he speaks English.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Definitely bilingual. Mm. And he is a very good musician. Got a music degree from Birmingham Conservatoire.
And he works for RLSB.
So he's a very interesting person to follow. Kid Nation Flashback. Oh, that needs unfollowing. Kimber Boo. Kimber Boo runs Living Waters Cafe channel. And she's a qualified minister. So, yeah, might want to give her a follow. Kitty_cat84, yeah, same, give her a follow. She has some interesting things to say when she does boo. Tends to go in spoots and spurts and something, yeah, bits and bobs. But yeah, she does. And was it February?
Didn't she? I don't know.
She was in charge of that, wasn't she?
No, that was someone else.
Oh, no, it was Kitty and it
no,
was.
It wasn't.
Who am I thinking? Oh, you were thinking of Kay. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, yeah. But Kay, yeah, definitely worth following. Kay does radio shows, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I was thinking of someone completely different we'll come on to in a minute. I can't even think I was thinking. Sassy Cat.
You're going to have to tune out in a minute because you're going to run out of time.
I know. No. Vinna, no. Lacey Hughes. Okay, we'll stop at L's. Lacey Hughes, yeah, she does some booze from time to time. And music, I think. I think she plays guitar and things like that. Right, this is going to be it for me for now. I will come back and think about doing everything from L. I will speak to you all soon. Coffee is calling and I need a cuddle from Claire. So I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Stay with you, stay with you.